King of the Hay. Everyone has certain special things that make them smile. For me, one of those things is being around goats. I remember one of the times my parents and I went to a local farm that we visit frequently. That particular day, there were two baby goats, so small they could barely walk, their little legs wobbly and their tiny voices high-pitched. One baby goat was shy, afraid, seeking shelter near his mother. But the other baby goat wanted to experience everything the world had to offer. The bold baby goat bothered a large goat and a large sheep who were chewing on pieces of hay they pulled out of a bale with their teeth. The little goat made noises and gently butted the larger animals with his tiny head, unafraid of the giants towering over him. As he repeatedly tried to get them to move, the larger animals each stepped slightly out of the way. At that point, the tiny goat tried to jump onto the bale of hay that was at least twice as tall as he was. The other animals just watched as the small goat tried and tried to get onto the hay. He tried climbing, he tried a running start, he tried jumping up, he tried bouncing up, he combined methods. Finally, he got to the top. As he stood there looking around, the other animals silently stared. On top of the bale, the small goat stepped toward the big sheep, who was still munching on hay from below. The small goat and the big sheep looked at each other, eye to eye. The little goat happily bleated in his high voice and danced on top of his new stage as all the other animals looked on. Soon, his shy brother slowly teetered over, looking up and calling to him softly. The shy goat tried to join his brother. He tried a few ways to get to the top. Then he jumped and climbed up, copying what the first had done. Both little goats were on top of the bale for only a few seconds, then the first goat jumped off and wanted to try something new. Silently, his shy brother trailed after him. My family and I went to look at other animals, and when we returned, the brave goat was near the wooden fence. Although he was standing only a few feet away, he had no fear. He looked at the fence, ducked under, and suddenly was on the grass next to me. I wondered if I should call the farmer or my parents, or if I should encourage the goat to go back inside. But within a few seconds, he ducked right back under the fence again, in with the others. His shy brother hesitantly stepped out, glanced up at me, then stepped right back in, following his brother. As I left, the brave little goat crossed the fenced-in area, looking for his next big adventure, with his brother trailing behind.